my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang went the trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell, zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings, from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brake, thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings, when he smiled I could feel the car shake. Tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings as he started to go. Then I started to know how it feels when the universe screams.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, 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 went the buzzer. Started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Thank you and hiya, gang, all over the world. Especially you guys and gals from good old Minnesota. It's great to be with you, and I hope you enjoy this little gopher get-together.
I beg your pardon, my pretty maid, but is this a private taffy pull, or can anybody tug some and leave some?
Well, Bing Crosby, I'm glad to see you. This is indeed a pleasant surprise.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Judith. I wouldn't want to blow a chance to say hello to you and to all my friends from Minnesota. It's a grand old state.
Oh, have you been there?
Oh, yes, yes. Many times have I fished in Minnesota's sky-colored lakes. Matter of fact, I was up there fishing with Bob Hope only last summer.
Did you have any luck?
Oh, yes. The first day, Hope landed a 125-pound blonde.
It was quite a catch.
Yeah, but her dad was a game warden. Had to throw her back.
Oh, that's too bad. I'll bet you'll never go to Minnesota again.
On the contrary, Judy, I plan to go duck hunting there this very fall.
How can you go duck hunting? It's pretty tough to get shotgun shells, isn't it?
Oh, I don't need shells or a gun. I just crank my portable Victrola and lay a Sinatra record on them. Don't need a thing.
Wait just a minute, Bing. I think Sinatra's voice is very pleasant and soothing.
To human beings, maybe, but to ducks, fatal. Murdered many a mallard, that boy.
Oh, fancy that. Anyhow, Bing, how do you happen to be such a duck hunter?
Oh, we Crosbys have been hanging around the blinds for years. As a matter of fact, my grandfather... Grandpa was a very famous duck hunter. He went duck hunting all the time.
Do tell.
The old boy was a pioneer. He came to the coast with my grandmother, who was a champion swimmer.
A swimmer?
Mm-hmm.
What did she do? Retrieve for your grandfather?
Yes, she did. That's what she did. Never chewed up a bird in her entire life. I can still see Granny after a hunting trip, sitting by the fireplace, picking buckshot out of her muzzle.
Very interesting.